What does good governing look like for small rural communities? From FingerLakes1.com, this is Inside the FLX. I'm Josh Durso, and today on the show, we are talking with Newark Mayor Jonathan Taylor about that very question. Mayor, thanks so much for taking the time today. A little bit, if you could, about the tragedy this past weekend and how that has shaped what's happening in the village right now.
Yes, this weekend, first, you know, we had a very tragic event in our community. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the family of the victim. And, you know, I felt with that, the response from our department was very good. And with the assistance of the state troopers, they immediately and expeditiously began their work once they arrived on the scene. And, you know, that's really led to the village looking at what options we have in relation to these events and what abilities we have to, prevent this from happening in the future and going forward.
So when you look at these types of incidents, as isolated as they may be, how do you think communities like Newark should respond?
Right, and that's a challenge facing all communities, is how do you respond and what's appropriate? We all know, and I hope that we all kind of realize that the police can't be everywhere, no matter how many officers you have in uniform, how many you have on staff. That's certainly the challenge, is trying to be everywhere and being in the right places at the right time. You know, one thing that a resident said to me just a couple of months ago was that if he is calling 911, if he is in a disaster or a catastrophe, whatever the situation is, critical time, he's not concerned with what color the car is that shows up, whether it's black, white, or if it's blue. He just wants somebody to be there for him. And I think it's important for us to remember, not only do we want to have an appropriately staffed department in our village, and we're very fortunate to have that. There's so many communities that don't have a full-time 24-hour-a-day law enforcement agency like Newark has, but we also have the ability to use consolidated services with the sheriff and the state troopers. And I think that's important for all of us, no matter what community we live in and no matter what county we live in, that we really need to work together in any instance, and we really can't live on an island. Sometimes we look at these things and we think, well, we'll live on an island and we'll police our own village and we don't need anybody's help. That's just not the reality of today. And going forward, we're gonna continue to staff our department as we have for the last 6 to 8 years. And we're going to make the best use, make them the most efficient, give them the best equipment, give them the best technology we can find to help them police our community. And we want to have a police department here. We want to have it so that it is staffed and it has the technology to basically police our village the best way possible.
10 years doing any one thing is a long time. It's especially a long time to hold elected office, even in a village. You're running again. What makes you want to keep going? What keeps you moving forward every day?
Well, I think it's the challenge and the vision that we've created. We really started something special in 2014 when I first became elected. The DRI process really helped us to create a vision as a community and what we wanted to be. We were successful in obtaining our first grant for South Main Street, significant grant. Since then, we've received over $24 million in grants in the last 6 years, and we built on each grant opportunity, and we built our economy, and we built opportunities for residents of our community and the residents around us. We've really had a regional approach to this, and certainly we're on the verge of the DRI, and I want to see those projects to fruition. That's been in the development for 5 or 6 years. I've been on the ground floor with all of that. I don't know that very many have the knowledge of what's gone into those projects to develop them, what needs to happen to the process of finishing those projects. And we're already looking ahead. I just got off the phone with my superintendent of public works, Bob Huddeman, and we're talking about infrastructure projects. We already have some on the table. We're waiting for some grant announcements coming very soon, we're told. And we're looking to what are the next projects? What moves Newark moves Newark forward and continues to prove our infrastructure to go along with the economic development and everything else that we have going on in the community. So I really like the challenges. I like what we're doing together as a team. We have a great team that not only includes our board, our staff, but the residents of our community who have been a part of this input and part of creating this vision. And, you know, we have a lot of work yet to do and a lot of unfinished business. So that's what keeps me going and what keeps me the desire to just continue in office.
I always impressed anytime I have the chance to talk with you with the long-term vision that it seems your administration has always had inside the village. Speak to that one component a little more, if you could, because I think that's really worth emphasizing here. When it comes to announcing a grant win, there's a lot of work that happened leading up to that. When did you start to realize, I guess, in the process of holding elected office, being mayor, even, I guess maybe it came before that when you were a trustee, when did you realize that you needed to think long-term if you were going to really get momentum going for the village?
Well, I've always had that approach. When I first took office, I talked with my division managers about a 5 and a 10 year plan, a capital investment plan, as far as the inner workings of the village, our DPW, our police department, our fire department. And then as we started to, go after grants, at first we weren't successful. There were times where we just weren't ready, but we learned a lot. And through the process, all the community input opportunities that we had through public hearings, even during COVID, we had Zoom meetings. Those opportunities helped us to really create that vision again and then build on that. And then think about it, it's pieces. I've always said with the DRI, in 2017, realistically, we didn't know what we were doing. We weren't ready for the DRI. We had a lot of work to do. And then we started, the South Main Street grant came. And then the next thing, we applied for the canal grant twice. We got it the second time. We improved the canal trail. Huge quality of life change for our community. And then we just kept building on it and the grants kept coming. Smaller things like the 100,000 grant that we received from the county to upgrade our infrastructure at our industrial park, to bring in new manufacturers. We've seen 2 or 3 new manufacturers come in that time, making everything shovel ready. Right now, we're in the process of planning to try to get funding for North Main Street. So the Genesee Transportation Council had a call for projects. We had a call, Bob Hutterman and I had a call with them. The first thing they told us is we put in $26 million worth of projects, which we knew, six projects, and we put in more than most counties put in. And now we don't expect all six of those projects to be funded. If North Main Street is able to get funded, that would be absolutely fantastic because we want to finish that project. But again, planning ahead for the future projects, as these other things happen, as the DRI projects come to completion, one of the projects is a pedestrian crossing at the old railroad bridge. Today, is it vital? No, it's not vital. But when the other side of the canal is developed, the old IEC property, which two of the projects are on currently and a third one to come later, that pedestrian crossing connecting the downtown and the other side of the canal is going to be a really nice asset to the community and again add to the quality of life. So we're always looking ahead and always thinking, how can we better the community? Last year, the board decided to go ahead and complete final design for North Main Street. Again, getting back to seeking funding, that was the last step. So basically, North Main Street is shovel ready. So as soon as we are either on the GTC plan or we find some other funding for that source, we're ready to go and reconstruct North Main Street. So again, that's advanced planning that we have to think years down the road. We can't be looking for the kind of microwave decision, 30 seconds and it's ready and here we go. Sometimes you just have to wait and be patient and work harder.
When you think about what maybe like you just rattled off quite a few different projects or different developments that you'd like to see come to fruition for the village and in the village. But I'm curious, what is that like singular item? If there's one that you could check off the list tomorrow and be guaranteed, what would that development be for the village?
It would probably be North Main Street. We really created a gateway that we're proud of to our community in South Main Street. And originally the plan going back to 2007, when the traffic studies and parking studies were done, it was to be all of Main Street from West Pearl all the way to Rose Drive from the north end to the south end. Then Hurricane Sandy hit in 2011, the federal government pulled funds from every project from around the country, including Newark. That took away all the funding for all of Main Street. 2016, the governor's office let us know that there was funding for construction on South Main only. And it was a 80% federal money and 20% state. Now, certainly we want to get the funding for North Main to continue to enhance the gateway from the north end of the village and really carry all that through the village now would be a tremendous impact on the community.
Let's fast forward 4 years, assuming you are elected this next time around. When you get to that point and look back, what do you hope is the biggest success of this term?
Well, the biggest success hopefully will be the completion of all the DRI projects. There's a lot of great projects there. The Health and Wellness Center, again, a regional recreational health and wellness center with an indoor track, turf, a partnership with Rochester Regional Health, which will have 18,000 square feet in there. They're moving their endocrinology there. They're going to get into sports medicine. They're going to open up an urgent care. And Newark has become a hub for healthcare thanks to Rochester Regional Health and Newark Wayne Community Hospital. Again, another huge advantage that we have as a community that so many around us don't have. A lot of people come to Newark for healthcare. So this addition to the Health and Wellness Center will be a great addition for the region. In addition to that, Brownstone Physical Therapy will be in the Health and Wellness Center. Hopefully the schools in the area. So the idea is the schools in the area would be able to train their athletes there during the wintertime, every sport from turf sports to indoor track to basketball, you name it, anything that you could train in would be, they would be able to come here for that. And then the hospital would be there for the sports medicine piece and the physical therapy. And it's not just for youth, it's for residents of all ages. We really hope to open up the programming. Pickleball is growing ever more popular all the time. So we hope to see pickleball tournaments and leagues and different things besides adult leagues and basketball and volleyball and you name it. So really, that's a centerpiece. Then the need for a hotel and conference center. You know, a lot of discussion about there's an existing hotel, but what we've heard from our residents and from our businesses alike, they're looking for a conference center. They need the meeting rooms when they're bringing potential people in there working on contracts, whether they're selling to them or whether they're bringing them as business partners, they need a hotel where they can put them up and have meeting rooms and space like that. So that, and also a facility for banquet space. If you want to have anything for over 100 people in the village right now, you need to go outside the village. So that was a big part of it. Housing. We recognize that we need housing across the board from young professionals to those who want to age in place. What we hear quite often from the hospital, the school, the businesses who have these young professionals, they're coming to Newark to work, but they're living in Monroe County because the quality of life things they're looking for are there. We want to keep them here in Newark in our community and make them part of the fabric of our community. So we're looking to enhance those quality of life items for them as well. So housing is a big part of that. Coventry Commons is looking to go in the old Reed Manufacturing Building. There'll be 100 units in that facility. And what's exciting is what's to come behind the DRI. There's more development to come. Developers have a lot of confidence in Newark right now. They have a lot of confidence in our team, and they're looking to bring their businesses here and invest in this community. So, you know, that'll add on to everything else that's in the DRI. So we're really excited about what the future holds for our community.
I always ask this question at the end of our interviews when I do get the chance to talk with you. How many jobs does the village have right now compared to how many residents?
So the village in Newark is just under 7,000 jobs. 7,000 people work in the village every day, and there's 9,000 in the community. So we feel very fortunate, keeping IEC here. In 2017, we learned that IEC was looking to leave the village and the county and potentially the state. We had 2 weeks to hammer out a deal, find them an architectural drawing, a plot of land, and a developer, and keep all the incentives they'd already been working on to keep them here. And that was a big win for us. A lot of people don't realize that was 700 jobs that were getting ready to walk. So that's another big win for this, for our administration and our time. And we want to keep those people here. And in that, we realize how far people come to work in the village of Newark. I think they have people from over 75 miles that will come here and work. So that's tremendous for us. And we want to make those people residents as well. So a lot of people working here, and it's good for the village and good for our economy and our growth and everything we have going on.
Awesome. Mayor, appreciate the time. Thanks for taking it today.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you for having me. Have a great day.